This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The centre has notified the implementation of the readjustment of representation of scheduled tribes in assembly constituencies of the State of Goa Act 2025, paving the way for reservation of assembly seats for scheduled tribes in Goa. According to the notification published in the Gazette of India, the Act came into force yesterday, fulfilling a long-pending demand of the state's tribal communities and enabling the process of constituency readjustment and reservation. Welcoming the development, Goa Chief Minister Dr. Pramod Sawant described it as a promise fulfilled. Dr. Sawant thanked Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Home Minister Amit Shah for making the legislation a reality, saying it reflects the spirit of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Lok Sabha has passed a bill to amend the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, authorizing the government to permit banks and other service providers to levy charges on payments made through the Unified Payments Interface, UPI, and other notified electronic payment modes. The government's approach aims to levy small charge on digital payment services for consumers and small businesses while ensuring a sustainable revenue model for banks, payment service providers and payment infrastructure firms that drive the digital payments ecosystem. The amendment passed by the House seeks to remove the existing legal provision that prevents banks and payment service providers from charging merchant discount rate or MDR on notified electronic payment modes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged every citizen to celebrate National Handloom Day today with enthusiasm and joy. Sharing a video message, Mr. Modi said that on August 7, 1905, the Swadeshi movement was launched as part of India's struggle for independence, and people from all walks of life united and fought a historic battle against the British rule. He encouraged people to support poor weaving families and artisans who create fabrics with their own hands. Further, Prime Minister highlighted the importance of strengthening small and economically disadvantaged weaving families to build a self-reliant country.
Main aaj aagrah karta hu 7 August Handloom Day humne itne hi utsah aur umang ke sath Handloom Day manana hai aur Handloom Day manane ka matlab hai bunkar parivar aur aap bhi to इस प्रकार से एक हैंडलूम की वैरायटी के साथ GRWM वीडियो करके दुनिया के सामने अपनी बात रख सकते हैं, हैंडलूम के लिए लोगों को प्रेरित कर सकते हैं। हमारा काम है आत्मनिर्भर भारत बनाने के लिए गरीब परिवारों को भी आर्थिक रूप से समृद्ध कर। आइए हम स्वयं हैंडलूम से कुछ न कुछ खरीदें।
The protest against the alleged irregularities in recruitment exams in Jharkhand entered its 14th day today in Ranchi. Six demonstrators continued their hunger strike in the state capital, Ranchi. The stalemate continues as the student leaders claimed that no invitation was received from the state government till yesterday evening. The ripples of the demonstration reached the Jharkhand Assembly yesterday, with opposition MLAs raising slogans on its premises on the first day of the monsoon session. US President Donald Trump has signed two executive orders aimed at restricting birthright citizenship and curbing birth tourism. Speaking at the Oval Office, Trump expressed disappointment over the Supreme Court ruling, calling it unfortunate decision. He added his administration was cracking down very big on what he called abuses of the U.S. immigration system. Home Minister Amit Shah has offered salutations to poet laureate Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore on his death anniversary. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that Tagore gave voice to the soul of India and infused new consciousness into the freedom movement through his writings. The Home Minister underlined that Tagore's literature remains an inexhaustible source of inspiration for millions of countrymen even today. Indian Grandmaster R. Pragananda has clinched the Grand Chess Tour St. Louis Rapid and Blitz title in the United States. The 20-year-old secured the championship after drawing against Uzbekistan's Grandmaster Javakir Sindorov in the penultimate round. And that is the end of this news bulletin.